Hey everybody, welcome to the Memes of the Week, episode number 4. Remember to like this video and subscribe to the channel so it gets pushed out to more viewers. Thank you. This week's first one is a woman born with no arms and no legs that was indicted on child sex crimes. So how does that happen? She was hiding in plain sight, as you can clearly see. It also looks like her shirt says Red Devils on it. I've gotta hand it to her, she probably thought that no one was gonna catch on to her games. And she can't even play a game of catch. Number 2, with all the women that are drawing attention to creepy men at the gym these days, one man's strategy is effectively to create male-only gyms by dimming the lights, putting in rusty plates, a few mirrors, and no noise prohibition. He also needs to make sure that the place is really dusty and dirty. This is the type of place my high school weight room looked like. Watch This Creep is a hashtag exploding on TikTok, and we need to find a way to protect ourselves if we work out in gyms out there. Next, we have a woman that just got blacked as her husband was deployed overseas. This happens to the majority of military men out there if they have long deployments. I bet the guy can't wait to come home to his chocolate-covered kid. If you want to know more, just watch Terrence Pop's videos and he'll explain it. Moving on, it's only a matter of time before women make up the majority in Western parliaments and introduce legislation to crack down on the so-called abuse of women and girls on the internet. Freedom of speech will probably be under attack under the excuse of misogyny. I can't wait to see how women try and skirt their way around the First Amendment. Number 5, we've already heard about the 80-20 rule, with 80% of women picking only 20% of the men. Well, on Tinder, it's more like 95-5 rule. But even then, if you're one of the lucky 5%, only 1.8 out of that 5% of women actually will match with you. So your odds are 50-1 to get a match. Maybe incels have a point after all. Number 6, we have yet another story about keeping brain-dead women around and using them as surrogate mothers, which I think will eventually happen. Women will probably sign womb donor cards, where if anything happens, then their bodies can be used to make babies. Speaking of making babies, this woman doesn't even have to have a brain to make them. For this next image, make sure you actually haven't had your breakfast yet. Oops, sorry. I guess it's too late. When I was in university, I saw women that worked this hard to look unattractive. Well, maybe not this much. The woman on the far right, if you look really closely, you can see her tattoo says daddy issues. You sure have some, honey. Also, why do at least two of these women have King of the Hill tats? One has them on her butt and the other on her thigh. Sorry I had to block the butt out. It was a full moon. Moving on to this next image, it reminds me of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She kind of looks like a real-life Violet, the girl that chewed too much gum and turned into a human blueberry. But I think it's truly awful that this woman is being used for her beach ball-shaped body. The men using her need to be stopped. This is like a broke man dating and complaining about being used for his money. Number 9 shows us what happens when women reach middle age and haven't had any children yet. They realize that they waste most of their entire fertility window on attaining an education and high status. And in the end, it just chases most men away from them because most don't want a 30-something-year-old surgeon that's going to belittle them. And she also realized that she doesn't like working in the field. So she ended up quitting and now her life is effectively over. Next, we have an image of a mustache-twirling thought that she would get rewarded helping bring about a communist revolution. Little did she know that she was simply used as a useful idiot to destabilize the West and allow the revolution to take over. Now she is no longer needed, so it's time to bite the bullet. Literally. Moving on, as the West blimps up, even the store mannequins are getting larger. We might as well call them fattikins. It kind of makes sense, as by 2030, almost 60% of Americans will be obese. I would expect at that point that it's the skinny people that will be shamed to fatten up. Number 12 is a graphic showing the power of statistics. It shows us the median number of lifetime opposite sex partners among sexually experienced women and men aged 25 to 49. This is highly doubtful, but if it was true, it would mean that there are a lot more virgin incels out there from 2015 to 19, and luckily none of you guys believe this either. 13, we have another piece of propaganda, probably made by the same disgruntled group of women, and it says that women find the dad bod more attractive according to a Yale professor. Women want muscular men, and the professor, if he really did say that, is probably looking at women over the age of 25, that are simply looking for a rich man to basically be their meal ticket, i.e. their gold digging. Up next, we have yet even more propaganda. This time, it's aimed at incels that are looks-maxing to get plastic surgery. It is working, otherwise Emma Jane, the author of this article, wouldn't have written this hit piece. Spending money on surgery as a man means you're not spending money on a woman. Women want to make sure that men don't spend their money to up their sexual marketplace value because it forces them to try harder too. Next, we have a woman wondering why the wealthy man that she's with won't get her pregnant. Honey, how do you think he became wealthy in the first place? Because he was smart. Time to get out that turkey baster and keep some of his goo in your mouth until you get to the bathroom, and then use that baster. Number 16, we have an oldie but a goodie, where the world's first F-35 female fighter pilot crashed a plane on its first flight. I made a video about this before, and the US government had to send a submersible to find and destroy the plane after it sank near Chinese waters so they wouldn't get their hands on its technology. Continuing our theme of women that are large and in charge, all the ladies listening out there, what's stopping you from looking this good? Is your metabolism just too damn fast? But I know exactly what's stopping them. Their hearts, quite literally, as well as the shortness of breath every time they raise food up to their mouths. Also, a woman like this is probably feeling like she's too good for a man with a dad bod. Next, we have hoflation explained to us. This is why many men go their own way. They work 5 times harder than their grandfathers for women that are 20 times worse. Men do the old cock-benefit analysis and realize that the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Unfortunately, with so many incels willing to step in front of a bus for a date, that means simpflation as well. Men willing to simp for less and less attention and less of a chance to get with someone. Number 19 is Jordan Peterson's daughter, Michaela, dressed up as a lobster and riding in her father's coattails. But if you look closely behind her, you'll see a crab or lobster tail instead. I hope the person she's dressing up for isn't allergic to shellfish. Next, we have a polyamorous family of 6, and they don't know who the fathers of their 2 children are, and they don't care. When people think of swingers, they usually think of attractive couples, but that's not the case. Usually it's balding soy boys wearing fluorescent Crocs, like the guy's feet on the picture on the bottom right. But here's the plot twist. Neither of these guys are probably the father because feminists think that sexist men are the sexiest, and they're sexier than woke men. Moving on, we have an image proving the gullibility of men still wanting to find a traditional woman. I agree that a woman's job is to make a man's life easier. I've even put ads in the paper and did a number of job interviews, and even the ones that say they want to make a man's life easier make a man's life a lot harder. Number 22, which I believe to be story of the week, is Leonardo DiCaprio being spotted with a 19-year-old model. Just look at the grin on his face as the mainstream media says that he's almost 50 and dating a 19-year-old, and that he's actually a sexual predator. Just look at that smile. Please tell me he's better off than the leading men that ended up getting married. Just look at the financial carnage that was left behind for these other guys when they got divorced. Number 23, we have a 55-year-old OnlyFans model that says she's doing it for her son's future. Yes, the future where he's shamed and ridiculed for the rest of his life. Clearly she's not doing it for the attention and money. Give me a break. Up next we have Candace Bushnell, and she regrets writing and living the Sex and the City lifestyle, because without children now, she is truly alone. At least she didn't end up like that surgeon I mentioned earlier. Number 24, we have a woman that unfortunately enjoyed a little bit too much cultural enrichment in the city of St. Louis, as a Somali stabbed her, and he won't be charged because his IQ is only 49, and he's considered moderately retarded. When you bring the third world into the first world, you don't get more first world. You get more third world. Next up, we probably have the hottest downy in the world. This is the type of woman that would probably make a great wife as long as you gave her a nose job for her birthday. I'm betting her personality is probably as harmless as a pooch. She's probably down to get down and won't complain very much at all. If I tried to date a moderately retarded woman with an IQ of 50, that might be something worth trying at least once. Number 27, we have a man calling out the gym thoughts for trying to film and shame men that are supposedly staring at them at the gym. It doesn't matter how Chad-like you are, if you're telling women to behave themselves and not attack men, the first thing they'll do is say it's misogyny as projection. This guy clearly didn't get the memo. Moving on, we have non-binary tampons, and their slogan is, just find a hole and hope for the best. Remember, it's internal protection that doesn't discriminate. Someone should actually make these, they would make a fortune. If this hasn't been done yet, somebody should. This last video clip shows us just how much progress AI is making at generating artificial women dancing. How long before you won't be able to tell the difference between a real video of a woman and one that's generated by artificial intelligence? I guess the future is here faster than any of us thought. So that's going to do it for this week's Memes of the Week episode. I do these and I don't make a dime for my time. If you want to support me, the links are in the description. Enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.